I'm Rabbi Tarfa. Rabbi Tarfa said, "Ani oisi baba derech. I was coming on the highway. V'tisa v'tesa the cross square with the divrei Rav Sharma, and I leaned. I reclined to read like Beishamai because it was nighttime. V'sikanti batzmi v'nei. Listen, I got in trouble because there are bandits coming. Amrlo, they said to him, 'Kedai oisi luchu batzpo. You merited the death penalty. Shavar told here Beisil because you transgressed the words of Beisil. Chavraya." The rabbi said, "B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, adodim divrei sofrim ledivrei Torah. The words of the rabbis are precious to the Torah. The chavivin kedivrei Torah, and they are precious as the Torah as well. The chikecho kiena tov. It says that your palate, which is the words of the rabbis, the Torah Shbal Peh, is like the good wine. The good wine here refers to Torah Biksav." Shimon Barva said, "B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, dodin divrei sofrim divrei Torah. The words of the rabbis are precious to the words of Torah, and not only that, but chavivin yoisim divrei Torah. They are more precious than divrei Torah. In other words, there is a higher respect accorded to stuff which comes from the rabbis than to stuff which comes from the Torah itself." Which page do you have? Chesed? Do you have Chesed and Beis? Okay, so here's, let me just give you test on the base.
Test on the central authority tells you.
Right.
That's what they're saying.
That's right, the central authority. But it's not a communist, it's not a dictatorship, but it's a theocracy.
Yeah.
So it says, how do we know this is true? Rabbi Ba, says, your love is more precious than the wine, which is the Torah Shbiksav. Rabbi Ba Bar Cohen, B'shem Rabbi Yudah Ben Pazi, Teta said, you should know, L'cha, Teta should know, that the words of the rabbis are more precious than the words of Torah. What's the proof? Shari Rabbi Tarfon, our Mishnah, Rabbi Tarfon, Ilu Lo Kora, were he not to have read Shema at all, Loya Evre El Basay would only transgress the Torah command to read Shema. By virtue of the fact that he transgressed the words of Basil and reclined, Yitzchayim Misa, for that he was liable to the death penalty. How shame! And that's because Uporetz Geter, somebody who breaches the fence erected by the rabbis, Yishchenu Nochach, he is bitten by a snake. In other words, he's liable to death because the rabbi's words are more precious and therefore more severe. Tani, we learned, Rabbi Shmuel said, Divrei Torah, in the words of the Torah itself, Yeshbon is Sir Yeshbon Heter. There are things which are prohibited and things which are permitted. Yeshbon Kulin, there are things which are light. Yeshbon Chamur Chomrim, there are things which are severe. Avodivri Sovim, but in the words of the rabbis, Kul on Chamurin, everything is severe. Teilcha, how can I prove this to you? Teilcha Shukain. It shows the truth. That Tzniya Tama, we have very interesting bright. So it says, if you have a Zokin Mamre, this is an elder who comes and argues with the Sanhedrin, and he is now saying that his pshat in the Chumash is correct and not the rabbi's pshat. So he has to argue on something which is specific. What does he have to argue on? Omer ain't feeling lavo divitar. If the Zaki Mamre, the rebellious elder, says that there's no tefillin in the Torah, potter, then he's not a Zaki Mamre. Because to deny something which is explicit in the Torah, that's just tomfoolery. That's not rebelling. Chamesh totafos, if he denies the true rabbinic tradition which we have, which is of course halacha moshe b'sinai, but is preserved in Torah Shbal Peh, that there are five parts in the tefillin, lehosiv al divrei sofrim, which is to add on that tradition which we have, that it's four parts, four little compartments in the tefillin, in that case he's chayev. Okay, for that, he's chayv. In other words, to rebel against the traditions which we have is more severe than to deny that which is explicitly written in the Torah. So we say that we see the words of the rabbis have more weight than the words written in the Torah itself. Rav Chanan Ibrei Rav Ado said, B'shem Rabbi Tarchum, Nei Rabbi Tarchum. Bei Rabbi Chia, he said this in the base medrash of Rabbi Chia. Chamurim Divrei Zakein, and not only that, but the words of the rabbis are more severe in Divrei Nevi'im from the words of the prophets. Deceive, it says, an interesting pasuk in Micha, it says that the people told the prophets, Al tatifu yitifun. Al tatifu means, don't give us Musar. The people said to the Nevi'im. It's hard to, It's like if you had a quotation marks around al tatifu, then a comma before Yatifun, a comma after Yatifun, then begin quotations again. So in other words, the people were matifs to Nevi'im, they gave Musar to Nevi'im, al tatifu, do not give Musar to us. You see what's happening here? Al tatifu, Yatifun. So do not give Musar, they said to the prophets. Lo yatifu leila, do not give Musar to these people. Lo yasei klimos, nor that they shouldn't be embarrassed. In other words, they ain't going to listen to you anyway. So if you give prophesies to them, so it makes it worse, it makes them transgressors. So better just not to prophesize. That's what they used to say to Nevi'im. However, it says subsequently, I'm going to give you Musar. Literally, I'm going to drip to you. But I'm going to give you Musar when it comes to Yayin v'Sheichar, and wine and beer, those are words of Torah. So what we say is that prophecy we can do without. But to do without halacha, that we cannot do. And therefore, the Nevi'im said, yes, we might be able to refrain from prophecy, but we cannot refrain from teaching Torah. Navi v'zakin, in this regard, very interesting, Marshall the Yerushalmi gives here. Navi v'zakin l'miyim doimim. What is the distinction between a prophet and a sage? L'melech shesholech, it's analogous to a king, shesholech beis pamatrin, who sends his two messengers, his two emissaries, l'medina, to the countryside. Alechem and Kosov, on one of them he wrote, concerning one of them he wrote, im eino mar lechem chaisim shali, if he doesn't show you my sign, v'samterin shali, and my seal, al taminu lo, do not believe him. In other words, in order to accept the decrees which he says over in my name, he has to give you my sign and my seal. The Aruch seer says, you don't have the Aruch, but the Aruch says that Samterin means a hat. He had a special hat, I guess, as an officer of the king. So unless he shows you the seal and the hat, do not listen to them. Val Echemim, on the other one he wrote, concerning the other one he wrote, he's so trustworthy that Ava Pisha Eino Mar Lechem Chosem Shali, even if he doesn't show you my seal, Haminu Below Chotam, believe him without the seal, or Below Samterin, or without the Samterin. Kach, so do, Benavi, see, by a prophet, it says, Venosa Lecha Osam Ofeis. In order to believe a prophet, he's got to give you a sign. He's got to display a miracle. It says, in order to make a Navi has to display his prowess. His powers. However, by a Zaken says, Lacha, Pia Torah Sherucha, just says, listen to the Torah which they command you. Doesn't say anything about another Chacham having to prove himself. He's assumed, if he's a wise man, to be legit, even if he doesn't give any miraculous wonders. Now, unfortunately, we could editorialize as to whether this applies in our day and age. But in the old days, when wise men were wise men, that they didn't have to give signs and wonders to show that they were wise men. Okay? This wasn't talking about Rebbes. Okay. Heart of the Tema, this, which we said, that you're not allowed to follow the words of Beis Shammai in our Mishnah, right? It said, Rabbi Tarfa, he almost got really badly zapped because he followed the words of Beis Shammai. He almost got killed. So that was before the Basco came out, before the voice came out and said, we paskin like Beis Hillel. Now, what this voice is, we're going to come to in a minute. But there was a voice which came on the Bavli, brings down as well, in Ervin, that there was a voice which came out, this is all after the Basco came out, of Acheloyotze Basco, before the voice came out and said that we paskin like Beis Hillel, so then everybody was entitled to do as they want. Then before the Basel came out, the following was true. Anybody wants to be machmir on himself and conduct himself both like the Chumr of Beis Shammai and the Chumr of Beis Hillel. An idiot walks in the darkness. Now, it's to be machmir across the board mindlessly is stupid. If you want to accept by yourself Beis Hillel as a Rebbe, accept him as your Rebbe. If you want to accept Beis Shammai as a Rebbe, accept him as your Rebbe. To be machmir mindlessly like both, stupid. Okay? That's somebody who's machmir like both. Kikule elevelu, what's worse than being stupid, if you do like the kulos, You take the leniencies of both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, then you're not stupid. Nikra Rosha, then you are evil. You're bad, right? Ella, rather, what should you do? Iki kuli dedain. If you follow the kulis of one, kichumi dedain. You follow the chumis of that individual as well. Iki kuli dedain. If you follow the kulis of one, kichumi dedain. You follow the chumis as well. Now, as we said, this is all said, Hadar, this, the Tema, can be said, Acheloyatzos Basko, before the voice came out. Amishayatzos Basko, when the Basko came out, then, from then on, Halak Divrei Beisil, it looks like Beisil, the Chol Evrel Divrei Beisil, anybody transgresses the words of Beisil, Chai of Misa, is liable to the death penalty.
He was the head of the Supreme Court, wasn't he?
Beisil?
So,
No. This is Beis Hillel, not Hillel himself. Beis Hillel and Shammai were long dead. This is their students. It's not another Hillel. It's the students of the yeshiva of Hillel versus the students of Hillel, the students of the yeshiva of Shammai. It's a very big mistake that people make, no offense. Very bad that, thinking that Hillel and Shammai were the ones who were the antagonists. Most time it was not them.
No, it was their
yeshivas which existed after their death.
There was a Hillel on the Supreme Court.
That's a separate Hillel. There's your thing about Hillel Hasheni, who made the calendar. He was much later. We're not talking about him. Okay? Says the Gemara. Tani, we learned. Yotz the Basko. What did the Basko come out and say? It came out and said, V'amra, Elu Ve'elu Divelukim Chaim. These and those are the words of are the living words of God. Aval, however, halacha kedivrei Beis Hillel. Halacha is like Beis Hillel. Now, look at this. Heichon yatsa basko. Where did the basko come out? Rabbi Amar b'shem Rabbi Yechonon. Rabbi Zeneri Yochon b'Yavne yatsa basko. By the way, they were long dead, right? Yavne was after the Churban Beis Hamikdash. Beis Hillel and Shammai did not see the Churban. So I'm just showing you that Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai existed long past the Churban. But where did the Basko come out in Yavne? So Reb Tzadok says that a Basko is not a voice from the heavens. It's a feeling, a tug inside one's heart. Which really is what happened here. The Sanhedrin in Yavne came, it's like almost a level of Ruach HaKodesh, but it's internal. They came to a realization that Halach should be Paskin like Beis Hillel. It was a collective realization by the members of the Sanhedrin that they should pass like Beis Hillel despite the fact that Eilu Ve'elu Divrelukim Chaim. That to make a uniform code of conduct for all generations, what was that? To Paskin like Beis Hillel. Okay?
Where did the phrase Eilu Ve'elu Divrelukim
Chaim come from? It's a Gemara phrase. It's not a Pasuk. It's a Gemara. It's here. This is the source. Yeah. Okay, it's also in the Bafli, but it's the same idea. Okay, it says the word for Mishnah further. B'shachar, in the morning, B'vorech Shtayim L'fanei, make two brachas before Kriya Shema, V'ach Zachre, one after Shema. U'va'erev, in the evening, B'vorech Shtayim L'fanei, V'shtayim Akre, make two brachas before Shema, and Shtayim, two after Shema. Right, in the morning, we make two before, Yotzer Morus, and Bokhar Ba'moyz, Tzuro Ba'avah. And at night we make and one brach afterwards, Gal Yisrael. And now we make two brachs before Amari Varovim and Ohev Amo Yisrael, and two brachas after Gal Yisrael and Shomer Amo Yisrael. And of course, the last bracha, which we say in Chutzlars, Baruch Hashem Liyaylov, was made up by the Gaonim. It's not said by the. It's not in the Gemara anywhere. That's why the Gra and others, even those who don't daven Nusach Svart, have the minhag not to say it. Okay, because it was not. It doesn't appear in the Gemara. And the Gra held, basically, what right the Gaonim have to make up brachas? The Gaonim didn't have that kasha. They held they had the right. But the Gra held they didn't have the right. Okay? Achas aruka v'achas kitzara. One of them is long and one of them is short. Now, by long, we mean a bracha which starts Baruch Atah Hashem. It's nothing to do directly with the length. A long means one which starts Baruch Atah Hashem. A short one is one which just ends Baruch Atah Hashem. Right? Achas aruka means we start one... Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Yotzer Ovarecha Choshech. That's a aruka. The next one starts Ava Rabba is a short one. The same thing at night. Makom Shaarich, when the place was where they said to make a long bracha, Ein Roshay L'Katzer, not allowed to make a short bracha. L'Katzer, they said to make a short bracha, Ein Roshay L'Rich, not allowed to make a long bracha. Lachdom, where they said you have to make a where you have to make a sign off, in other words, to finish the bracha Baruch Atah Hashem, blank, 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 then Ein Rosh HaShlach Tom, you can't hand it off without making a signature. Shlach Tom, where they said just to make a Baruch Atah Hashem Shalkon Liyabivoro, Kenim Elchlem Shalkon Liyabivoro. We don't then say Baruch Atah Hashem Shalkon Liyabivoro, right? So where we just make a short bracha like that, and where without a signature, Ein Rosh Shalolach Tom, Ein Rosh HaShlach Tom, you're not allowed to make a signature in that case. Okay, now says the Gemara. Where do we derive this from? Rabbi Simcha Shem Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman. Al Shem V'Geisabo Yoimon V'Laila. It says you should deal in Shema night, day and night. Shetehe Laila V'Yoim Shetehe Agoyos Laila V'Yom V'Laila Shavim. That your involvement should be equivalent at day and night. Now Rabbi Isai, at night they wouldn't say the last parsha of Shema V'Yoimer. Don't say the first two parshas, Shema and Vayom Shamar. So why would they not say the parsha of Tzitzis at night? No, Tzitzis at night, right? So therefore, in order to compensate for not saying the third parsha, what would they say instead? What do we say instead? Another bracha. That's why they had the bracha of Ashkivenu at night. So therefore, you have everything evens out. In the morning you have two brachas, three parshas, and then another bracha. And even you have two brachas, two parshas, and two brachas. So everything always is a factor of six. Okay? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Shir Yosef Bar Rabbi Shir B'Shur B'Levi says a different reason. We want to get seven brachas throughout the course of the day, three in the morning and four at night. Our shame, because it says, Sheva Bayom Yilal Ticha, seven times a day I praise the Mishpatei Tzikecha on your righteous judgment. Rabbi Nachman Shem Rabbi Mona said, "Kol Mekayim Sheva Vayom Yilal Ticha." Anybody fulfills seven times a day, I praise you. Kila Kiyam V'Geis B'Yom V'Laila. It's as if he fulfilled learning day and night. It's not really the same thing, but it's as if he learned day and night. It's a nice thing to say seven brachos a day around Shema. Okay, Mivnei Makor Shtei Parshas Lo B'Chol Yom. Why do we read Shema V'Yom Shema every day? So we all know the reason, but the Gemara is now confronting the reason for the first time. That's where it says Rabbi Levi, Rabbi Simon had a disagreement. Rabbi Simon, no, my Rabbi Neshe calls b'em Shchiva Kima. It says B'shach B'cho V'Kumecha. Right? You have to read the Shema when you. It's not carrying your Shema, is he? Looks like he's going to bed. When you lie down, when you get up, right. So that's B'shach B'chov Kumecha. Rabbi Levi Amar, Rabbi Levi says another reason. And here, this is an amazing reason. This is not in the Bavli. Rabbi Levi Amar, Nesha Aseres HaDibros Kluim Bohem. Because in Shema V'Yom Shah and V'Yomer, you have Aseres HaDibros. Ever hear that before? I didn't. So says the Gemara, how do we know this? That's why we're here learning Yerushalmi. We'll say anything is Bible, you're no point in learning it, right? So now, how do we know to see there's a service of Divros in Shema? Anochi Hashem Elkecha, I am God, your Lord. That's Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elkecha, God, listen Israel, Hashem is our Lord. Lo Yecha, Lecha Elohim Achim Apon, I shouldn't have any other gods before me. Hashem Echad, one God, no others. Lo Sisa Hashem, Hashem Elkecha, Lashav, do not bear the God's name in vain, which don't say make oaths, which are improper. You should love God. How does that teach you that principle? Somebody who loves the king, he doesn't take oaths in his name, which are untrue. Remember Shabbos, keep it holy. For that we have L'mad Tizgrun in Vayomer. What's Basisem is called mitzvosai? What's Basisem is called mitzvosai? Rebbe Yoimer is a mitzvah of Shabbos. The mitzvah of Shabbos. Shishkula kinege kol mitzvosai shel Torah. Shabbos is equivalent to all the rest of the mitzvahs of Torah. So it says Basisem is called mitzvosai. It refers to Shabbos. Okay? Right, it's also Zohar and Mantiskru, that's right. How do we know that Shabbos is equivalent to all mitzvahs? Shabbos, your holy day, you told them about, and he commanded them mitzvahs and laws and Torah. So we see that Shabbos is tantamount to all the rest of the Torah. It's comparable to all the rest of the mitzvahs of the Torah. It's on a balance. Honor your father and your mother, corresponding to that. So that one of the Sefer says, right? It says by Kavit Savicha Vesimecha, Laman Yirbuyomecha, and it says, Laman Yirbuyomechim. That's a part of Shema. Lo Sir Tzach, do not murder. It says, Vavata Meir, you will speedily be destroyed. Mandakotil, he who murders, Miskatel, is killed, is destroyed. So that alludes to Lo Sir Tzach. Lo Sinaf, do not be adulterous. Lo Sasurachil Vachim Vachreinechim, do not follow your heart and your eyes. Rabbi Levi said, Libo ve'eino, the heart and the eye, trained susurin, they are the two agents, the chata of sinning. The siva that says, Tana bini, my son, give libecha li, give your heart to me, we're on the Testament base, ve'necho darki titrena, and your eyes will give me your heart, and your eyes should watch my pathway. Amar Kodesh Baruch Hashem is saying, Yahavta li libach veinach, if you give me your heart and your eyes, ana yada, I know that li, that you're mine. Otherwise, I don't know. So that corresponds to Lo Sinaf. Lo Signov, how do we know not to steal? Now Rashi and Chumash brings down that the Chazal say that Lo Signov is going on kidnapping. But here the Rishami learns it's kipshuto. It's going on theft. Lo signov, do not steal, vasafta d'gonecha. Because right now it says gather your own grain, lo d'gona shochavercha, don't go gathering your friend's grain. Lo sanebre echoid shoker, do not bear false witness against your friend, ani Hashem l'chem, because I am the God, your Lord. Lo sanebre echoid shoker, what in Kriyashma corresponds to that? Where it says, Ani Hashem Elokechem, I am the God, your Lord. That corresponds to that. Uksiv, and it says, oh, no. Does it say Ani Hashem Elokechem in Shema? It doesn't say that in Shema. Ani Hashem. Shotei Yitzchem Eretz Mitzrayim. Right. Uksiv, and also says, Vashem Elokim Emes. God is a true good Lord. Mau Emes. What is Emes? Amar Rabbi Avun said, "Shua Lokim Chaim, he's a living God, Umelech Olam, and a God for an eternal God." So therefore, what defines Emes is the eternal life and kingship of God. That stands and tells us, "Do not be false." Lo Sader Be'achay Shoker, not to bear false witness against our friends. Okay. Yeah, it's considered part of Shema. I mean, we made it part of Shema, but it's considered part of Shema now, right? That's what he's saying. I'm Rabbi Levi. Rabbi Levi said, if you testified for your friend false witness, I consider you as if you testified against me. I didn't create the heavens and earth. Because you're testifying, if you're allowing falsehood to exist, that means that you're not making things. You're denying Hashem's eternal. You're denying Emes. Emes means eternity. You're denying Hashem's eternity as well. But you're not denying, to a certain extent, obviously obliquely, but you're denying to a certain extent that God truly created the heavens and the earth. I want to point out something. You're kind of on a tangent, but that which we say, that Lo Sanebre Echoid Shoker, that which the Torah says Lo Sanebre Echoid Shoker, it doesn't mean not to lie. The Torah tells us not to lie elsewhere. It says, Midvar Sheker Tirchok. Distance yourself from lies. What this means is rather, don't bear false witness in court. Don't be an improper witness. So this is a different issue, right? It's not, and nothing to do with lying per se, has to do with not going to court and saying false testimony. Okay? Says more further, Amar Rabbi, Amar, well, I'm sorry. The final last word on that says that the Brother says, Lo sachmo beitz recha, do not covet your friend's house. For corresponding to that, it says,
honor your father and mother, let it cry.
Right, no, because find that in Kriya Shema, it says, you should write on the mezuzahs of your house, on your house and not on your friend's house. Okay? Now, new issue. Tamati, actually, it's not issue, new issue, it's continuation. Tamati, we learned there in the Mishnah in. Yeah.
Yeah, well. Now, the Ten Commandments, that was the honor your father and mother, that's the fifth one, right?
Yeah.
And the one that covet your donkey, your neighbor, your wife.
Don't covet.
Don't covet your, yes. You know, that was the tenth.
Right.
And so if you didn't, they were connected.
Yeah, but here we're not making that connection. We're making the connection with Shema, okay? So that's not relevant to our discussion tonight. Tama Tznina, we learned over there, Omer Lehem HaMemuna. The Mamuna, the person in charge, said, now this is people, talking about the people, I'm going to learn this like Rabbi Sivitz. By the way, here. Oh, where'd it go? Here's Rabbi Sivitz's gravestone. And here's a picture of Rabbi Sivitz. It's from a biography which I found. So, for you ain't echo rose, it's morecho. So Rabbi Sivitz says here, although this is, I don't think this is part of Peshan the Gemara, but it makes it work very nicely. Tamati, we learned over there. When they got up early in the morning, the Kohen threw the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. The Mamuna, the person in charge, told them, Baruchu bracha achas. Make one bracha. Vein birchu. And they made this bracha. What bracha did they make? Ma birchu. Ramastar ma b'shem b'shem Shmuel ze birchas atzera. The bracha they made was Birchas HaTorah. Okay, that's the bracha they made in the Beit HaMikdash when they got up early in the morning. V'kol Aseres HaDvorim, and they read the Aseres HaDibros, Shema V'yoyim Shema V'yoymer. Now, the conventional way of learning this is that they read the Aseres HaDibros and then they read Shema V'yoyim Shema V'yoymer. Rabbi Sivitz learns, however, that it means they read the Aseres HaDvorim via Shema V'yoyim Shema V'yoymer. You see, we just got through saying that like Rabbi Levi, Shema V'yoyim Shema V'yomer contains the Aseres HaDibros. So they didn't read the Aseres HaDibros itself. They read the Shema which contains the Aseres HaDibros. And now the rest of the sugya will flow very beautifully taking that point of view. Again, most of the fortune don't learn that way, but it's nice and it works out well, so I'm going to learn that way right now. So he says, Rabbi Ami b'shem Rabbi, Rabbi Yarish said, doesn't say the word Omar, but says Zosimaris. First of all, this teaches us Shem Brachos Makvos. In order to say Shema, you don't have to say Birkash Kriyashma, because they didn't say any Brachos here. They didn't say, all they said was Birkash Atayra. They didn't say Yotzer Amoros or Ava Rabba. They didn't say that. So that teaches us that the Brachos of Shema are not necessary to be Yotzer Shema. Amar Rabbi Bar said, no. In min ador, if in is in, min from ador, from this, leis le'at shema mino, you cannot derive that conclusion. Leis at shema mino klum, you cannot derive any conclusion from that. Shaseres adibros hein hein gufo shel shema. Here they weren't reading Shema, again according to Rabbi Sivitz. They weren't reading Shema to be yoytzer to the mitzvah. It was too early in the morning anyway. They got up very, very early in the morning to start the avodah. Why were they reading Shema now? Not for the mitzvah of Shema, but rather for what purpose? To learn the Aseres HaDibros. To learn the Aseres HaDibros in the morning. And they used to read it, they used to learn the Aseres HaDibros by reading the Shema. Says the Gemara, the Rav Masna from Shmuel Bar Nachman Tarvayo Amri, Rav Masna and Shmuel Bar Nachman both said, "Bedina Yashu you koyin Aseres HaDibros b'chayom." Really, they should have said Aseres HaDibros, not Shema. Why they say Shema not the Aseres HaDibros? If the whole purpose was to get the Aseres HaDibros in, mipnei ma'in koyinu son. Really, they should have said Aseres HaDibros every day. Why don't we? Mipnei taina saminim, because of the heretics. The heretics, I believe here means the Christians. or the early, well, actually, it couldn't be the Christians because it was time to base on Mikdash. But it means the heretics who came and said that what Shaloyu Omrim Elu Vada Nilu of Moshe Mesinai. They might say that only the Aseres Adibus are given to Moshe at Har Sinai. So therefore, by the way, I want to point this out. See what a good Jewish heretic was in the old days? At least he believed what? The Aseres Adibus are given Har Sinai. Nowadays, right, the heretics we got nowadays, they don't even believe that, right? But we wanted to prevent that kind of heresy, that saying only the Aseres Adibus are given at the Har Sinai, so therefore we never want to single out Aseres Adibus at a public reading. What do we single out in lieu of that Aseres Adibros? The Shema. So when they said the Shema in the Beis HaMikdash, that was not to be Yotzei in the midst of Shema, but rather to mention the Aseres Adibros. Okay? Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman, B'Shem Rav Yehuda Bar Zavuda, B'di said, by the way, there's so many strange names in the Rishonim. A lot of these names don't appear in the Bavli at all. But it says, really, we should read Parshas Balak or Bilam, though, with all the stuff, you know, which Balak's Bilam said to the Jewish people. Yeah, but we should read the whole thing every day. We'd name Ma and Korino some. It's also why we're not sure if they said Matov in the old days. Could be a later addition to the Siddur. You know, the Siddur did not come down in its complete form for all the way back from down then. So it says, one, why do we not read it every day? Not to make everybody have to daven too long. Why would we have said Parshas Bilam every day? Rabbi Chuda Omar, Mivnei Shekhsiba Shechiva Vekima. It says, Karash Shachav Kari Uklavi Miyekimenu. Right? So it says Shechiva and Kima. So since it says Shechiva and Kima, sleeping and rising in Parshas Balak, it's like to say when one gets up and goes to sleep every day. Okay? Says the Gemara, that's one interpretation. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Bun Amar, Neshek Siba and Yitzias Mitzrayim. It says, Kel Motziyam Mitzrayim. It also mentions God's kingship, Truas Melech Bo. Right? So there, it's a great thing to read every day. Amar Abilezer said, another reason, Rashi, the Pnei Moshe brings down here, that the Nevi'im and the Ksuvim, both in places in Novi and in places in Ksuvim, the Tanakh mentions what a wonderful thing Parshas Bilam is. Parshas Bala, Parshas Bilam, without going into it right now. But we see from this that it's a very, very great part of the Torah. And therefore, really should read it every day. We just don't read it every day because it's too long. Okay? That's right. Now, getting back to that issue. The person who was in charge would tell the Kohen Megarp early in the morning, make a bracha, and they would make it. My bracha, what bracha would they make? We said before, Mabra Masr Shem Shmuel said, Zu bracha satayra. They make the bracha satayra. Says more, wait. They didn't make the bracha of Yotzer Moros. Why are they not? If they're saying Shema, why don't they say Yotzer Moros? So it's more of a very practical reason. Rab Shmuel Achuid Rab Rechya, Shmuel, the brother of Rab Rechya, said, Adayin lo Yotzer Moros. It's dark out. The Tamer Yotzer Moros, they got up really early in the morning. At this tiniest sliver of light, they started the work in the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, there are no Moros out. It's not illuminated. You're going to make them say Bracha Yotzer Moros, it makes no sense. Ube Shabbos, when they used to get brilliant morning Shabbos, Mosif and Bracha Achas, they would add one Bracha, Lemishmar Yotzei, for the group which was leaving the Beis HaMikdash, which had the group of Kohanim which had worked all week, which is now leaving the Beis HaMikdash. Ma'a Bracha, what Bracha would they say for them? Am Rabbi Chelba said, Zui, HaShoich Mebayis HaZeh, he, or this the Shechina which dwells in this house, Yita Benechem, should plant among you Achva, brotherhood, brothership, fellowship, Vava, and love, Shalom, and friend, peace, Vareus, and friendship. So you know, the bracha, my chavrusa said to me today, Rabbi Chwisky said that, you know, they work together for a whole week. They're obviously have frustrated with each other. So therefore, the mishmar just coming in and says, okay, it's been a week of frustration, but from here you should go away in peace. You're finished now. Okay?
Says what? Shmuel Amar, Hishkim Lashanas Kodan Kriya Shema. If you get up early in the morning to learn before Shema, Tzarech Levarach, you have to make a Birkas HaTorah. Achar Kriya Shema, if you get up, if you only learn after Shema, ain't Tzarech Levarach, you don't have to make the Bracha of Birkas HaTorah. Why is that? Why, if you already said Shema, don't you have to make a Birkas HaTorah? Not the Shema itself. Not the Shema. The Bracha of Ava Rabba has v'sembli beinu bino lovin laskil v'horei neinu b'sora secha, all those things about Torah. So therefore that, the Bavli also says this. If you didn't say Birchas Torah before davening, the Bracha of Ava Rabba covers this Birchas Torah. Okay? That covers you. So therefore, you said that if you davened already, if you said Kriya Shema already, you don't have to say Birchas Torah after davening. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Ba, v'ushoshana ha'osar. Yes, but in order for that to work, you have to learn immediately after davening. You have to learn something. So that learning demonstrates that the bracha pertain to that. If you make the Birchas HaTorah itself, even though it's our custom to actually learn after Birchas HaTorah, it's not necessary, because that's a special bracha made for the learning of Torah. But if, however, you did not learn, if, however, you did not make the Birchas HaTorah, but rather you ate with the bracha of Ava Rabba, then after you finish davening, you have to learn something. Okay? Says the Gemara further. See, people are tired because of the tainus. To wake up to be mechazik a little bit. Says the Gemara, Shmuel Amar, as we just said, Rabbi Chur Amar, believe me, I'm also tired. Just terrible caffeine withdrawal symptoms today.
Rav Huna Amar, Nirim Advarim. This is a fascinating Gemara which you're about to see here.
Rabbi Isaac, he says, Nirim Advarim, it makes sense to say, it's a medrash. If you're learning medrash, Tzarech Levarach, you have to make Birchas HaTorah. Halachis, if you're learning halach, you don't have to make a Birchas HaTorah. Why should that be? Because really, he holds Birchas HaTorah really pertains primarily to Rosh B'Ksav. Right? Because it says, Asher Baruch HaBani Kolim V'Nosan Lono Estorah So. What Torah did he give to us? To the Rosh B'Ksav. So therefore, medrash which concerns pesukim Torah Shmiksav, which we're darshening, and that it makes sense to make a Birchas HaTorah. But at halachis ain't Torah Levarach. Halacha, it doesn't make sense to make a bracha because that's divorced from Torah Shmiksav. So why bother? Okay, that's his opinion. Rabbi Simon Shem, Rabbi Shub and Levi says no. Ben medrash ben halachis Torah Levarach. Regardless of what you learn, you always have to make Birchas HaTorah. I'm Rabbi Chia Barashi. Nagin Avin on Yasfin Kumi Rabbi. We used to have the custom to sit in front of Kumi Reb, Kumi Rav. We used to have the custom to sit in front of Rav to learn. Ben Medrash Ben Alochas, and regardless of what we used to learn, whether it was Medrash or Alocha, Zakikinan, he compelled us Lemivracha to make a bracha. Tani, we learned. Hakori Manchi Mamod. Some of you read Shema together with the people of the Mamod. Together with the people, these are the Israelim. Used to come, they used to have, just like this, have the Mishmar. Oh, sorry. We're at the end of a page. Now I have to give you the Daf Yud Amud Aleph. Page break. There it is. One. Three, four, and I'll give you Yud Amud Beis also. One, two, three, four. Okay, so somebody reads that the people of the Mamad lo yotzukim achra, he wasn't yotzik because they used to read late. Now that's an interesting thing. At the time when there was a Beis Hamikdash and they used to have Mishmoros of Kohanim, they used to have corresponding Mamados of Yisraelim. And the Maimonides were really, they had two functions. Some of them would stay home in their own cities, and they used to say Tehillim and all sorts of other psukim at the same time that there was the Avodah going to Beis HaMikdash.
Others used to come to Yerushalayim and help the Kohanim. They used to be assistants. So that, since they were so involved, they didn't get up early. They got up early, but not that early. So since they're so involved in helping the Kohanim, they're always safe for mitzvah. They're involved in the mitzvah, they're part of the mitzvah, so they didn't have to reach Shema. When they reach Shema, late. After the Zman. So since they're right after the Zman, so therefore, they weren't, if somebody else read with them, he wouldn't be into the mitzvah. For them, they were exempt, because they were involved in the mitzvah of helping the Kohanim. But anybody else had no excuse to read that late. Rabbi Zira, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Asi, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Ami, B'yomi, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Zira, they said the name Rabbi Ami, that in the days of Rabbi Yochanan, having nafkina latani, so we used to go out early in the morning and tell people there's a tainus. I'm sure it was talking about when they used to fast on, because there was no rain. So they used to fan out over the countryside to tell people about the Tanesim. So therefore, we got late in the morning. The Karveh Shushma beside Klashoy, we had those times we had to reach Ma after 3 hours. He wouldn't protest against us. Because there again, they're Oisek B'mitzvah. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Acha, Nafkin L'Tanisa. Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Acha would go out to tell people about the fast. Asu tziburo mikre shma, they would come to a tzibur, and to a community or to a shul. Umikre shma beside klashon, they would read shul shma after 3 hours, which is okay, but they would do it in public. They did it in public, but Rav Acha mechuibi, others Rav Acha wanted to protest against them. Amalei Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi said, what's the problem? They already read Shema early in the morning. What do you think? They were so fried. They read Shema when they got up early in the morning. Why are they saying Shema now after 3 hours? For a different reason. Are they reading for any other reason except to start to learn a little bit before they daven? In other words, Shema, they said early in the morning. But they didn't get to daven until now. So now they're saying Shema over again in order to daven after having said Shema, in order to juxtapose Torah to Tefillah. So says Gemara, Rav Acha told them, yes, you're right, for them it's not a problem. But I object to their doing it publicly. I'm like, if they had yoitas, because of the ignoramuses. The ignoramuses will see, they won't know that Rabbi Yochanan, that these people said Shema, Rabbi Yossi was saying Shema early in the morning. They'll think this is the first time now they're saying Shema. They'll think that it's okay to say Shema late in the morning. So everybody's saying, yes, I understand that they knew to say Shema early. But other people get the wrong idea, so therefore they can't do this in public. So they shouldn't say that now is the proper time, even though it's after 3 hours. Now, getting back to the brachos, where we begin with the Baruch Atah Hashem and end with the Baruch Atah Hashem, brachos Rosh Hashanah, the brachos of Shemona Esrei, Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippur, or brachos Tain Sibur, the brachos of Tain Sibur. Now this line is out of order. It should either be the beginning of the Brisa or the end of the Brisa. It's put in the middle of the Brisa here in the Gemara because we want to ask a question at the end of the Brisa, which is really the middle of the Brisa, which we're going to mention in the next line. But what the Brisa is trying to say is that the way a person makes a bracha, if he knows how to make a bracha, the old days didn't have sidurim. If a person knew how to make a bracha, it was a little bit of a sign that he was a Talmud Chacham, right? What do we intend to ask on the following part of the brisa? Elu brachos shemakatzim b'hen. These are brachos which one says briefly. In other words, they only have a beginning and an end. Be'amivarech ha-mitzvahs. Brachos ha-mitzvahs don't have an ending. Al-peros, on food, doesn't have an ending. U'birkas ha-zimun. The bracha on birkas ha-zimun, right, which is...
Which one is that?
I guess this is Baruch. I didn't pay attention to this when I was preparing. I guess referring to Baruch Elokeinu Shelchama Mishol Tzvochainu, that it doesn't have a signature. I'm not sure. Maybe it's referring to I guess it's what it's referring to, because I don't know what else it's referring to. Then it says the bracha of Birkas Hamazon, Achar Hamazon, the last bracha of Birkas Hamazon, still referring to Ayi Chasreinu, which is a one long bracha. There's no chasima at the end. It doesn't end Bruchat Hashem. Or it's referring, according to the Pnei Moshe, to Bori Priya Gofen, which comes after benching, where you don't make a chasima. Hakol Shar Brachas. Now you might ask why that's not a Birkas Haperos. Right? L'chor, it's the same as Birkas Haperos. Why is this Bori Priya Gofen mentioned separately? So the truth is that certain Bori Priya Gofen sometimes don't have the character of Birkas Haperos, but rather they have a character of a quasi-Birkas HaMitzvah. Another example of that is Kiddush. And by Kiddush, the Bori Priya Gofen, Shabbos morning, is not just the bracha of wine, but it is also the bracha of Kiddush. So therefore, there are two types of Bori Priya Gofen. There's one Bori Priya Gofen, which is stam. When you drink wine, you make a bracha. Another, which is a semi-ritualistic purpose. It's part of Kiddush and part of benching. That's why Yerushalmi might feel compelled to mention it separately. Okay? Now, it sounds like this. Hashar brachos odamarach. Sounds like any other bracha person says he makes it long. He makes farts at the baruch and ends at the baruch. Is that true? Amar Chizkiya said no. Mimad detani hamarich harezim meguna. For that which it says, the way it's supposed to be short, a person who says long is improper, is derogatory. If I'm a katzer and a person who says a short bracha, where are you supposed to say a long one? We're supposed to say a short one. That a person who says it long, where it's supposed to be short, is bad. A person who says short, where it's supposed to be short, is good. Hamakatzer raises meshubach. Hadoa marasha ain't a cloud. So this teaches us that there must be other cases which the Mishnah didn't mention specifically, which it's alluding to, and one of them is that there are other brachas. These are just some examples, selected examples. The other brachas, which are katsaris, are the brachas which are rukos, which are not being mentioned in this Mishnah specifically. Tani, we learned, tzarech larech begol yisol b'tani. So the tainus. Tainus Sibur. They used to add six brachas to Shmon Esrei, right? And the bracha of Gol Yisrael, these will say more stuff in it. What we said this morning, Pnei Moshe brings down, we said this morning, Danenu, that kind of stuff, right? Which one specifically went in Gol Yisrael? Mishon Asavra Vino Bahar Morio Yanenu. Mishon Yitzhok Benokshan and Nekara Gavin. Then Slichas. It was the Slichas this morning that we said this morning? I remember it's in the short version which we say on Tiny Sester. No?
We didn't say it this morning.
But they used to say that as part of Shmon Esrei. That would be in the Brach of Gol Yisrael. So we learned, Tzorech L'arach B'Gol Yisrael B'Tainus. Says more, wait a minute. B'Sheshu Moisef Eino Marach. The other six, you're not Marach. You don't say. The other six also begin with a Baruch and end with a Baruch. So it says the Gemara, Am Rabbi Yossi, Shalot Tomer, you might say the Baruch of Gol Yisrael is anyway part of Shmon Esrei. It's a Rev on Yenev Rivari Veinu, Gol Yisrael, right? So I might say that Baruch, since it's part of the regular Shmon Esrei, doesn't have to begin with the Baruch and end with the Baruch, even where you make it longer than a Tainus. No. Shalot Tomer, Hovu Mein Yeches, you should say since it's part of the regular Shmon Esrei, Lo Yarech Bo, you don't start with the Baruch and end with the Baruch. That's what has to tell you that when you say Goy Yisrael Tainis, you make it longer. You start with the Baruch and end with the Baruch. Elu brachos yishoyich ben. These are brachos which we bow down by. Barishoyna in the first bracha, Shmon Esrei Tchil at the beginning of the bracha, Besoif at the end of the bracha. Uvermodim also Tchil Besoif at the beginning of the bracha, the end of the bracha. Hashoicheh, somebody bows down. I'll call bracha, bracha, and each and every bracha. Melamdino, so we teach him shalo yishcheh, not to bow down. It's too much. Rabbi Yitzhak Barachma, Rabbi Shem Malevi said, Koin Gadol shoicheh, so I've called bracha, bracha. A Koin Gadol who's very significant and his davening is very meaningful, he bows down at the end of each and every bracha, Shmon Esrei. Hamelech adds on. Rosh ko bracha bracha v'sof ko bracha bracha. He bows down both the beginning and at the end of each and every bracha. Rabbi Simon said, "Name Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Hamelach Shukorea, the king, when he bows at Binyan Shimon Esrei, Eino Zoike, if he doesn't stand in this cup, he doesn't strain up at Shumashin called Filoso. The entire Shimon Esrei has to daven bent over. He because why? So Bavli brings down. He has to be humble." So to teach him humility, he has to have no Shmon Esri bending down. My Taima, where do we see this? In Tanakh, where do we see a pasuk for this? Remember, my time Yushami means a pasuk. Vayikhi chalo Shlomo l'spa'al Hashem. It says when Shlomo finished davening before God, as kol atfilah, as kol atchina, all the davening, all supplication, as those mentioned in Melachim, kam milivneh mizbeach Hashem. Only then did he rise from the before the altar, Mikrab Yerkov, from kneeling on his knees. So you see, the whole time he was bending down. So too, when a king davens Shmon Esrei, the whole time he has to bend down. Ezu kriya ve'ezu brecha. What's called korim and what's called brecha. Rabbi Chiya Rabba, hera brecha lifnei Rabbi v'nifsach v'nisrabi. Rabbi Chiya the Great did a brecha in front of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, and he became lame, but then he became healed. So you see, a brecha is a very hard thing. In the Bible, he calls a brecha a kida. And a kida is when you bend yourself over double. You stand straight up, and then you bend yourself over double like that. That's called a kida. And he got lame. He must have pulled some things in his legs, in his spine. But he got healed. Rabbi Levi Bar Sise, he era kriya lifne Rebbe. He also did a kida. It should be a brecha, I guess. Also in front of Rebbe. V'nifsach, he got lame. V'loni sharp, he didn't get healed. And Chazal say it was a punishment for a certain thing he did wrong, but in any event, he became lame for the rest of his life. It says about Shlomo, once you talk about Shlomo and how he finished his tefillah, it says, when he finished davening, v'kapa prusa shashamayim, his hands were extended to heaven. I'm Rabbi Ivo, so Rabbi Ivo asked, he said, kigon hagade nagdima avam, is he standing like an astronomer? That's the Rabbi Sivit says. And Nakdim, an astronomer, somebody who points, makes the kudos in the Shamayim. He makes dots in the heavens, he points out, said, that's that star, that's that comet, that's that constellation. So what Shlomo, is he an astronomer? He's standing there going like this at the heavens, with his hands upright? Rabbi Lozzi, said no. What he meant to say is, kikapayim alolu. He wanted to show the palms. The palms are clean. They have no hair on them, right? He wanted to say, I'm like my palms. I didn't embezzle anything from the funds used to build the Beis HaMikdash. That was the symbol of extending his hands. Tani Rab Chalafta Ben Shol, HaKol Shol and Shliach Tibur Odor. When the Shliach Tibur says Modim, everybody bows down with him, and that is, of course, our minhag, right? Rabbi Zera Merabul Bad Modim, only by Modim, not by any other of the bowing downs which a Chazan makes. Rabbi Zera, Sova Likruva, now the Rashba's Girsa is Samach. And Kruva is a word for Shliach Tzibur. Shliach Tzibur is a person who comes close before God. So Rabbi Zera used to stand next to the Shliach Tzibur. I guess it was a little bit hard of hearing. The Shulchan Motzchil himself, in order to hear him and in order to bow down with him, both the beginning and at the end, he held to bow down twice with the Shliach Tzibur. Okay? Rabbi Yassi called Salik Lohacha. Rabbi Yassi, when he came to Eretz Yisrael, Chamtun, the Nacht Nach Gachni Malachshin, he saw all these guys in Eretz Yisrael, they were bending down and they were mumbling. Whoa, they're mumbling. Amalah Madin Lachesha, what's this mumbling? So they said to him, Lo Shmiya, don't you know the Ma Rabbi Chelbo, that Rabbi Chelbo said, name Rabbi Shimon, Shem Rabbi Ochlan, B'Shem Rabbi, name Rabbi Yirmiya, Rabbi Chanina said, B'Shem Rabbi Maisha, Rabbi Chia said, B'Shem Rabbi Simoi, that East Armin, some say, East Armin Le Chavraya, that the Chavayim said, B'Shem Rabbi Simoi, they said, they all came up with Modim Drabona. In Babel, they had never heard of Modim Drabona. Only in Eretz Yisrael. And they were now telling him, you never heard this custom? We have this custom here, Modim Drabona. How does Modim Drabona work? So here we see a few We have a nusach, you know, it hangs on the walls of many shuls, it's in the sitter, you all know. But here they have different nuschos. In the old days you were free to make up your own nusach. And there are a couple of very beautiful ones here. Take a look at these. Modi Manachlucha, we're thankful to you, Adon Kobrios, master of all creatures. Eloka Atush Bachos, the God of all praises. Trolamim, the designer of the world. Che Olam, the life of the world. Yotzer Bereshis, the creator of the Bereshis. The Chaim Mason, the resurrector of the dead. Shech Yosano, we thank you that you gave us life. Kamtonu, preserved us. Viziki Sonu, and you gave us merits. Visiatonu, you helped us. Vikeraftonu, you brought us close. Lo Lishmech, to thank your name. Baruch Ator Hashem Kelodos. That's beautiful, isn't that? There are a couple of other ones here. Rabbi Bar Barzav, the B'Shem Rabbi, to say the following one. Moi Manach Lucha, we thank you. Shanu Chayavin Lo Lishmech, because we are compelled to thank your name. Tirannos Vosai, may my lips sing. Ki Azamr Lucha, because I will sing to you. Menafshi and my soul, Shepadisa, which you redeemed, will also sing to you. Baruch Ator Hashem Kelodos. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Mina B'Shem Rabbi Acha, he said the following Modim Drabonon. Hodoya, thanks for Shevach and praise L'Shimcha to your name. L'chog G'dula to you is greatness. Chogvur to you is strength. Chotiferes to you is glory. Yerotam Milfanecha, may it be your will. Hashem Elokeinu 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 our God, our Lord, and the Lord of our forefathers. Shetismicheinu, that you should erect us. May feel us Seinu from our falling down. This of Canaan, you should strain us, we feel say for our being stooped over. Because you support those who fell, and erect those who are bent over. You're full of mercy. There's no one other than you. Baruch Ato Hashem Kelodos. These are pretty nice ones. No. There's just a kind of, doesn't say here. The Bavli explains, I believe, if I recall correctly, that since they had a couple of nuschos of modim, so they made one the modim of Shmon Esrei, right? And the other the modim the Rabbanan. But according to Yerushalmi, this is just customs. The concept of thanking God was such a powerful thing, and everyone wanted to be mishtatif in it, that people made their own tefillos to say at the time. Let's do one more. Bakapora Malcha. Amar, you would say at this point, L'cha kriya, to you is, but we owe to bowing down. L'cha kviva, to you we owe bending over. L'cha yishtachavay, to you we owe bowing. L'cha brecha, to you we owe that special kind of bowing we talked about on before. K'l'cha tichra kober, because you all knees will bend. Tishavah kol ashol, to you all tongues will take oaths. L'cha Hashem aglua, to you is greatness, v'agvura, and strength, v'atferes, and glory, v'netzach, and eternity, v'hod, and splendor, k'chobesh my words, because everything that is earth, l'cho Hashem ha-mamlocha, to you is God, the king, who has the kingship, v'amisnasei, and who is uplifted, l'cho rosh, over all heads, v'osher, and wealth, v'kovet, and glory is milfanechus before you, v'atom Moshe, v'akon, you rule over all, v'yodcha, kol gvar, and in your hands are strength and power, v'yodcha, God, l'chazeko, and you have the power to give greatness and strengthen everybody. And now, our God, we thank you, and we praise your glorious name. With all heart, with all soul, we bow down, to all of our heart and of our soul. Kolot Mosai Tomato, all my bones say, Hashem Mikamocha, God who is like you, Matsulani Mikhazi Meru, who saves a poor person from those who are stronger than him, Vani Vavion, and death to people may gozo for those who wish to steal from them, Baruch Ator Hashem Kelodos. I'm Rabbi Yudon. Rabbi Yudon said, Nagin Rabbana, the rabbis there at the minute, I'm in Kulon. They'd say all these Modin Rabbanas. Now you see why they were mumbling a lot. They said all these. They were constantly mumbling. Probably the local source of shots. He started me, some said, let's not get crazy. Oh, Ador. One or the other, but not all of them. Tani, we learned. You shouldn't bow down too far. And the other hand, however, you shouldn't do. You shouldn't do like those shucklers. Charodon are people who tremble. Chared is to tremble. So people tremble. They just shuckle a little bit. That's not good either. Not too far. not too little, right? All my bones and the spine should be involved in the bowing down. Not too far, but enough that all the bones, all the vertebrae stretch out a little bit. Milsa de Chana Barav Pliger. The Rav Chana Barbob, sorry, argued. The Chana Barbob Amar Chavrayah, Nemuchum Milsa Tavis. Let me tell you something good. The Chamis Lurav Ovid, that I saw Rav do. I saw said it before Shmuel. V'kav v'noshek apumi, and he got up and he kissed me on my mouth because such a great thing I said. What I say? Baruch atah shoche. When you say baruch atah, you bend down. Bolaz kir. When you come to mention Hashem's name as Hashem Zokef, you stand up. So it sounds like according to Rabbi Yirmiya, you bend down also when you say Hashem's name, because it says Hashem Mikamocha, then you have your bow down. But no, we pass the Chana Barba. Chana Barba says when you say Hashem's name, you straighten up again. Okay, so it says where Shmuel Ana Amaris Taima. I said the logic for this, the pasuk for this. Hashem Zokif Kafufim. God's name uplifts those who are bent over. So that's how we stand up then. I'm Rabbi Ami. Lo Mistabra. I don't like that pasuk. Rather, El Bipnei. I don't like this whole concept. He says, excuse me. Ela Mipnei. He has these are two words really. Bipnei Shmi Nichasu. It says, before my name, everybody bows down. So everybody should bow down while they're saying Hashem's name. So Rabbi Yam responded to him, he said, Ilu avoksi b'shmi nichas. Who? If it would have said, in my name you bow down, yos, you'd be right, that would be good. Leisksi, but it doesn't say that, rather it says, el b'nei shmi nichasu. Before my name, people bow down. Call them. Prior, Achaloi's Kirsa Shank for Nihasu. Before I mention Hashem's name, you bow down, but not while you're saying Hashem's name. By that time, you're ready, you're standing straight up. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nasim Shem Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina said, a certain person used to bow down too much. Vevir Rabbi says he's not a good bar, he's not a good davner, he's not a good Shleach Tibur. Probably was too haughty. Rabbi Yami, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, have a mavir. He pushed him away from the bima. Amar Le'achia Barba, loya mavir. He didn't push him away. El Agarbe, he told him not to bow down so much anymore. And we will stop here for tonight.